At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Friday to everybody. If you are watching on the streams, you see that comedian George Wallace is live in studio with us. And George, we talked briefly the other day when everything went wrong technically, but I'm going to redo it. I'm not a comedian like you, but I spent the last 25 years making a living trying to make people laugh. And you're one of the reasons. Like, literally you, Red Fox, all the OGs, all the greats. I grew up on you, so it's a privilege to meet you.
Isn't that amazing? He said Red Fox. You know Red Fox is from here. Everybody knows
yes.
that. Yes. And so that was, what a pleasure to have known him. And I got the opportunity to even write for Red Fox. Did you know that?
I did.
The Red Fox Variety Hour, which was after Sanford and Son, they asked me to write for the show, and I said, I never written before. I don't think I can do it. I was only in the business like, 2 years? They said, well, we've been watching you for 3 months. I said, I don't care. I can't do it. And that was 1977. And they said, well, it's $2,500 a week if you think you can, if you want to think about it. I said, I already thought about it.
I'll do it. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll figure it out some way. But Red Fox, all the comedians that I grew up with, Red Skelton, there was a Red Buttons. Rachel doesn't know these names.
No.
Pinky Lee. Those are all of the people of color back in the day. Red Fox, Red Skelton, Pinky Lee.
Yeah.
Jackie Leonard. You know, Rodney Dangerfield, Johnny Carson, Richard Pryor, Moms Mabley, Phyllis Diller.
Sure.
Yeah, all of those great comedians.
And you are sort of like, your generation is like the Beatles of comedy, because before you did it, it didn't exist.
This is true.
You went from vaudeville to stand-up, and it had never existed before.
This was all new, and they had a comedy club on every exit. It was crazy back in the day.
Yeah, like in the 80s, you went through that with Robin Williams and all those guys?
Robin Williams, we were born on July 21st. See, I was telling these young kids that more entertainers and comedians was born on, showbiz people were born on July 21st than any other day. I read that, and whether it's true or not, I read it.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. I'm so glad you, because we had a technical connection problem the other day. That was you. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It was
our fault.
It was Rachel's fault.
I do apologize for that.
I'm blaming you. I'm glad we got here today to have some fun.
Me too.
Is this the first radio station in St. Louis?
It is. First one west of the Mississippi.
Well, that's just down the street.
Yeah.
That don't mean nothing.
Yeah. So we're having our 100-year anniversary this year for KMOX.
That's amazing. I came here one time many years ago. I met a baseball player that was still living.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Stan Musial.
Could have been.
He was alive 20 years ago?
Probably right around then. That's about the time he passed away. Yeah.
Because I think he's originally from Georgia, isn't he?
Makes sense.
I don't know for sure, but it makes sense. I remember when I come to St. Louis, certain things you remember. You remember Pappy's Barbecue?
First time I came here,
guess what? Where I played.
Where's that?
The Fox Theater.
Oh, that's something else.
And I'm going like, look at all of these people. Where are they going? And I had never seen my name on the marquee before. Mm. And I thought, he said, they're coming to see you, fool. I said, it was really great. That's I was rolling back in the day.
That's a beautiful place.
Is this not the city where I have a power hall?
It is. It's Powell Symphony Hall.
Oh, my goodness. I played the Chesney. I don't know how to pronounce that name, the arena. What you call that, Chesney?
Chaffetz Arena?
Chaffetz.
That's what I said.
That's right. You got it right the first time.
Yeah. So I've had a lot of fun here, man.
Well, I ask you this off the air, but I ask you on, too. You don't have a particular size crowd you'd like to play to. You play them all.
I'll play them all. Like, I'm going to have a great time here in St. Louis at
Helium.
Helium's. And it's kind of like being in Las Vegas. Now, I want everybody to know we're at Helium's tonight. And another St. Louis guy used to be a rapper. His name is, I forgot his name right now, but he's with me. He used to be called Pretty Ricky. He was a rapper here. And Nelly used to open for him.
Oh, how about that?
His name is Willie Moe Jr. He's now a gospel radio host.
Very cool.
Yeah, so I've done so much in St. Louis. I just love this city. And that's not the answer to the question. What did you ask me?
About the size of crowds.
Oh, the size of crowds. Really good. Oh, I wanted to say, the people coming to the show tonight and tomorrow night, you need to know in Las Vegas it costs $250 to see me. Here in St. Louis it's maybe $45, $35, whatever. You're not going to get the same jokes. You don't deserve to get...
You'll get $45 jokes.
You're going to go, he wasn't as funny as he was in Las Vegas. Well, you didn't pay as much. So I'm just warning you right now. And the people in the back, you come, you buy the cheap tickets here in St. Louis, you're not going to hear all the jokes that the people down front, because you don't deserve it. But we have a good time. Every crowd I go to, I'm blessed. I've got the greatest job in the world, and I love working and having fun. And every show is pretty much different.
So George Wallace, obviously, the legend. When you first started, were you emulating someone, or were you just kind of making it up as you went along?
I don't know how to say this, because I wanted to be a comedian since I was 6 years old.
Wow.
And I just kept going and kept going. Even when I got out of high school, I wanted to be a comedian. I didn't play football because I knew I was a good football player.
You're a big
man.
And
one day, I played for one quarter. Listen, some guy named Sam Colbert, I never forget it, he clotheslined me, and my head went off like a cartoon. It went up in the air and just like a spring.
Came back down.
And I knew I'm going to be a comedian. I'm stopping. Why get my brain knocked out?
Yeah.
Because my family's about football. My brother I have 7 Super Bowl rings in my family.
Get out.
My brother, Steve Wallace, he played for the 49ers for 13 years. And my nephew is a Money Tuma, played for the New York Giants.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Hamilton played for the New England Patriots. So my mama played football, too, I might add. But I wanted to be a comedian all those years. I got out of college. I went to the University of Akron. Just some inside information. I am LeBron James's real daddy. I'm also Steph Curry. They both boys,
good genes. Yeah, right. Very good genes. Yeah.
Good shorts. They play shorts. But they are. But yeah. So and getting out of college and going to New York City. I sold rags at first. Did you know that?
No.
I sold real rags. I sold the ShamWow before it had a name. It was number 8140, Cleveland Cotton Products.
Yeah.
And we sold all of that disposable wear and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be a comedian. Finally, I made enough money. I was selling advertising on the buses. I was also vice president of the world's largest outdoor advertising, Metro Media in New York City. So when you go to New York City, Times Square, billboards, all of that, that's what I sold. I made a lot of money before I became a comedian.
How about that?
Yeah, I was making $75,000 a year back in 1974, 75.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of money back in the day. And people say, you're going to quit that to do comedy? You're stupid. I said, well, I'm stupid.
Yeah.
Because you got to do what you enjoy. And I teach young people, make sure you enjoy your life. Rachel, I teach people to travel. Make sure you travel. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you been anywhere, Rachel?
Yeah, I've been out of the country a couple of times.
Rachel loves to go to Japan.
That's a good place to go.
Yeah, it is. It's
going to have
fun.
A good time. I was in Japan yesterday. Let me tell you something. I lied so much. Rachel, you're gonna really love Japan, and if next time try to go to China is one of the greatest places in the world. There, I guess there must be light years ahead of us with the bullet trains and the infrastructure and the buildings and things. You'd be surprised how many people are ahead of us. We are the greatest country in the world, but other countries are living and living very well.
George, do you find that humor is universal? Like when you go to Japan, you go to China, and you don't speak the language, can you still make them laugh?
Mostly the audiences come, they do speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And there's everybody. If you got a dollar, they speak English. So that's pretty much everywhere. So
yeah.
They do know who I am, especially in Japan. I did every, for the military, when I quit Las Vegas, I did every military base in the Pacific realm. So I did all, they got, the bases are so big in Japan, you'd be surprised. Whole cities, they got your own schools on the base. And it was a pleasure and a privilege to go over and make the military servicemen, service ladies laugh, give them a laugh. That was wonderful.
So that's wonderful.
Crowd side doesn't matter. I came through here one time. No, this is not Mud Island. It's in Phoenix. But I used to come here with Tom Jones and people like that back in the day. And
Who was your favorite to tour with? Who did you just really love being with?
I've worked with some great people. I've worked with Donna Summer. I've worked with Donna Ross, Paul Anka, Smokey Robinson. I've worked with so many people. Just I'm the most blessed comic in the world.
Yeah. You're kind of the center cog of all of these the connections and all these relationships.
And back in the day, and I did the Tonight Show on a Thursday night, Thanksgiving night, and the next night I was in front of 17,000 people. Wow. That was how impactful the Tonight Show was back in the day. Everybody watched the Tonight Show. Rachel, you weren't alive then. It was like millions of people. Now, comedians and actors, they have their own, what do you call it, social media?
Yeah.
They got 100 million followers.
Yeah.
So they don't really need television like we did. So it's different.
When you and I were growing up, we all had a shared experience. Everyone talked about what was on Johnny the night before. Yeah. Now people don't do that.
Not at all.
We all had a shared experience. We all had commonalities.
See? We had a commonality. You hear that word? and then they call that, that's when they started talking water cooler talk or something like that.
Yeah.
So, but we come up with a great, listen, we had the best music in the world. Rachel, I apologize, but tell about the music we grew up with.
Oh, you bet.
Just everything from the Beatles to you name it to, what's the name? Mick Jagger.
And it was so integrated racially too.
That's like, right. Sly and the Family Stone just died. Ooh, let me tell you something. I'm the only person that had Sly and the Family Stone on my stage live, the whole original band, except for Larry Graham, in Las Vegas. I used to do crazy stuff like that. I know I'm a comedian, but I would bring in people like War, Jennifer Holliday. Mm-hmm. It was just wonderful to have fun in Las Vegas. So meeting all these great entertainers and then some of them working for me was great. But Sly and the Family Stone was like it.
Yeah. What was your relationship with Johnny Carson like?
Not good.
Really?
No, not good. He was kind of a different man back in the day. Certain people he didn't like. I didn't know that until afterwards because one of my great friends, he was the manager of Doc Severson.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, Johnny, after he died, was telling, Johnny wasn't so friend of people of color.
Oh.
You didn't see a lot of comedians over there.
I didn't know that.
You know, you saw Richard Pryor, you saw Bill Cosby and Sammy Davis Jr. because they were already in.
Okay.
But Red Fox, who was Sanford and Son from St. Louis, at the number one show on TV, never guest hosted that show. We used to have guest hosting things like that. Never guest hosted that show. Shirley Hemphill. You remember her Happy Days?
Yeah.
I was with her when she went to the show. She was number one show on television, and she was number one guest. She got bumped. So we had some experience there. And I never sat on the sofa. And I'm not saying I was that good, but I was good. But I learned so. But
that makes
it was a pleasure
sad.
To do this show.
Yeah. And you have a good relationship with Jerry Seinfeld?
Hate him. He's the worst comedian out. Worst comedian. Jerry Seinfeld, if you all know who I'm talking about, he has got to be just a terrible person. I roomed with him for 13 years. That's why I know. I'm actually the real George. Did you know that, Rachel?
Really?
Now I'm telling you, I'm the real George. We're roommates for 13 years and I'm the best man in his wedding, and we're still best friends today.
That's great. Awesome.
I'm surprised. We talk to each other 5 times a day. We don't know anybody else. I think that's what it is. I think that's what it is, and that's amazing. So we don't have a lonely life, but oof.
Who have you liked over the years? Who really cracked you up? Who really made you laugh?
There's a guy from Chicago. His name is Bernie Mac.
Oh, my God, Bernie
Mac. You watch him today, I'm trying to tell you, you know, hey, line, Rachel. This guy was good. Hey, line. The best comedian, when they say you have to put Richard Pryor in, and these are A and A+, George Carlin, by far, great. And you can listen to him right now talk about how the
government. Just as relevant.
Come on.
Just as relevant.
Fantastic. So look up, you young people, look up George Carlin, and he will be relevant today. What he talks about is actually happening today.
That's right.
You're not in control. The government got you by the bees.
That's right.
People tell you, you've seen him all, I watch him all the time.
That's right. Great.
But I grew up with Robin Williams, Eddie Murphy, everybody you name, you know, it's just great comics.
And to have those guys look up to you like some sort of guy, that must be something
well,
else.
Well, Robin Williams and George Carlin, they do look up to me because they're dead.
Yeah.
Rachel, what are you laughing? I'm crazy.
I'm sorry.
I'm crazy, yeah. So, but the young kids, they're coming up. This is great because they come to my show. They watch me. Last week was the greatest weekend I've spent in a long time. I was with Dave Chappelle in Ohio. I spent the weekend at his place. Can you believe that?
That's awesome.
And he had shows. He developed shows outside. It's called Yellow Springs. Outside in the cornfield. Field of Dreams, is that what that
yeah,
was?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is comics, comedians. They came to see you, Bill, they will come.
They'll come.
And it was so great to be out there. 1,600 seats every show over the weekend. Sold out in the field, in chairs, and all white people.
Because the corn.
And Dave brought in five of the blackest comedians. I'm the lightest one. But it was awesome. We had a fun time and can't wait. And Dave had his own firework display.
Wow.
I mean, the fire was up, and then he had drones. So it was a show they've never seen.
I think Dave is my generation's George Carlin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he is.
Yeah.
What do you mean, our generation? You tell people our generation, because I was going to say, you tell people you're our generation, then you act like you're 30 years old.
Right.
Are you 30 or 40?
I'm 60.
Okay. 60 people love to say I'm 60 because they think you're old. He's not right. Old yet. Yeah.
It's a new toy I have. Yeah. Well, George, this has been the treat of my career.
Well, are you serious?
I'm serious.
You know what I can do for you?
What's that?
Not you, Rachel, because you're not old enough. I can invite you to the show. You more than welcome to come to the show and bring your family, bring your friends.
Thank you.
Rachel, you can come. And I tell you what we're doing on the second shows. I'm trying to reinvent myself with some of the young kids.
Uh-huh.
So I'm letting the kids 30 years and younger come to the late shows for free.
That's
they
nice.
Come in and bring their parents. Because, you know, most kids, like Rachel age, they never seen their parents just belly over and laugh.
That's right.
So I thought I could create that. And I can also get them to know more about me through social media. Go, you got to go see Unc. That's what they call me, Unc.
Nice.
I don't know why they call me Unc. And I'm telling them, I am not your uncle, but there's a good 80% chance I might be your real daddy. So, but it's a lot of fun, and I tell you, the shows are great. This is one of the better clubs in America, Helium's, and you deserve to come out and put some laughter in your life, because if you ain't laughing, you ain't living.
Thank you, George.
More than welcome. Somebody gonna pay me. I see you on the Price is Right. Will I cry? Will I smile?
But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday, 225. That was delightful.
What a great day this has been so far. We had Trish. We had George Wallace.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Andrew's birthday.
We had Schnook's pudding cake.
We had Schnook's pudding cake. It doesn't get any better than that. And we're playing this cake song, which rocks.
Pudding? How's that?
That was great.
Pretty great, huh?
I was really looking forward to that. Very excited it came together. It's I'm a big fan of his. I've been a fan of his for a long time.
Yeah. You can't tell when he's lying.
No,
like
you cannot.
When he said he hated Seinfeld, I was like, oh, snap. Like, I didn't see that in the notes. Yeah, it has been a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a good weekend.
It's been fun.
Get this heat over with.
Yeah. And then it'll never be hot again after that.
Mm-hmm. Then we can finally move on to the winter.
Yeah, finally.
What we're all looking forward to.
I am. You know that.
That's true.
I can't wait to the member months, man. I love it.
Mm.
The members?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, September, November.
October.
All those members.
October, yes.
October.
Quick little thing, since we have so little time. I just thought that was interesting. This was interesting. You know the lines on the highway, little white lines? There goes one, there goes one, there goes one. What's your best guess how long they are?
Ooh. Foot and a half?
Okay.
I was going to say a yard.
10 feet.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
Those things are 10 feet.
So we're just whipping past them then.
Yeah, we're just whipping past them.
Wow.
I thought that was interesting.
I knew I had fallen into your trap when I said a foot and a half, and you went, interesting. I was like, oh, that's way off.
Oh, man. Like, I'm going to go about 6 inches.
I'm going to sound so stupid.
Also, the three of us hold the distinction of being at the lowest attended Cardinal game of all time. I think last night beat it.
Last night, that video you sent, it looked even more sparse.
That was dire.
Our segment with Bernie Miklas is sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, a Daikon Comfort dealer.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody. Been a great day so far. Just had comedian George Wallace on. Trish was with us for an hour. Kevin Wheeler is in Michigan doing Wheeler kinds of stuff. He'll be back on Wednesday. And now the day gets even better. We welcome our good friend Bernie Miklason. Hello, Bern.
Hello, Dave Glover and crew. It's a delight, as always, to be with y'all.
Hey, brother, I got your hat in, and it is gorgeous. You're going to love it.
I'm looking forward to not only receiving it, but putting it on my big fat head for a video coming up soon. Yeah,
let's get dinner next week, and we'll hand it off and break some bread again.
I love that idea. I do. Thank you.
I was at the game last night and hit my 20th game. That was my goal, to do 20 games this year, and I already hit it at the All-Star break, so we'll try to get 20 more in. But it was me and about 5,000 other people, brother, I'll tell you that.
You know, it's. I think it's just going to be this way this season. I always ask the question, I know you do too, what's it going to take to change things around and get the fans to come back? And I think it goes beyond, you know, winning. Now, if they went, you know, nuts and like won 17 in a row or something and, you know, shocked the world, you know, that would certainly stimulate some excitement. But I think the problems are more deep rooted. You know, I think people are waiting for changes and to let them know, hey, things will be different. And they're just going to, sit back and wait and watch what develops. But you know, the thing, Dave, the interesting thing to me, and my friend and colleague Katie Wu mentioned this to me earlier today, and I hadn't realized this. The amazing thing about this Cardinals team, of course, it's much better than I think most people thought. But through 94 games, that's where the Cardinals are, 50-44. That is the same record that the 2022 Cardinals had after 94 games, 50-44. That is a team that had Paul Goldschmidt as the MVP, Nolan Arenado finishing third, Albert Pujols having this fairy tale ending to an incredible career. Yadier Molina was still the catcher. Wainwright was still the ace. Miles Michaelis was actually very, very good that season, and there were all kinds of really positive things going on. But yet this team, to this point of the schedule, has the same exact record as that 2022 team. So that just adds a layer of weirdness to all of the empty seats, right?
That's really shocking. I am really surprised to hear that. That's quite a stat.
And I give it a tip of the cap to Katie, because I didn't even know to look at that. And she was looking at it and saw that. And she said, hey, do you know this? And I said, no, but thank you very much for telling me.
So how, I'm not asking you for specifics like, well, we trade Donovan for Paul Skeens. How do we improve in the second half? What are the options for that to happen?
Well, you know, the starting pitching's got to settle down, and I think it's certainly capable of being better than it's been over this stretch that started in late May. And Miles Michaelis, that was a delightful surprise last night, and I'm not saying he's going to do it again. But, you know, I think the offense is going to have to score more runs, because I don't quite trust the starting pitching the way I did earlier in the season. But I don't think there's any, like, magic bullet solutions, though. I mean, there's not going to be anybody coming out of nowhere as a big surprise. I mean, Ivan Herrera is a huge presence, and he's very valuable to the lineup. He'll be back soon after the break, and that'll certainly make a difference. You know, all these low-scoring losses they've had where they get held to one run, no runs, two runs. Some of those games, I'm convinced they would have scored more runs just by having Herrera in the lineup. And I'm not making an excuse. I'm just saying that's the reality. Mm-hmm. But listen, you know, guys like the guys who have a track record of being able to hit and to perform well, they just got to come through more often. I mean, you know, I kind of harped on this a little bit, and I'm not saying it's their fault, but the point is, you know, more is expected from Donovan and Contreras and Wynn and Nootbaar and Burleson. So if all of those guys stop hitting for a while, and that's kind of what happened here recently, you're not going to score runs. And you know what happened, what's happening now in recent days? You know, those guys are perking up again. And all of a sudden, the runs are starting to come again. And I think they can score more runs this weekend against Atlanta. But, it you know, it's the old Bill Belichick thing, right? You know, do your job. I know that's simplistic and it's a cliche, but it's true. You know, I think some of these younger guys put pressure on themselves to be the hero. And Dave, you know, if you watch that game, man, and I know you appreciate this kind of baseball, you know, did you see the Cardinals hitting the ball to the opposite field all the time, shooting singles to right field? They took a different approach with two strikes that was really successful. See, that's the kind of stuff they can do. Don't go up there trying to hit home runs all the time.
Yeah. So I don't know if the statistics would bear me out on this, but winning 8-2 and then losing 8-2 and winning 10-1 and then losing 10-1 seems to not just be a Cardinal phenomenon. It seems to be like league wide. Like I watch a lot of games on MLB Network and you see the Dodgers doing this. You see Detroit doing this. Is that just baseball and I'm just kind of noting it now?
No, well, it is, but it's not like you just started noticing. But I got to be honest. I mean, I was actually thinking about this last night. I stay up late. I read. I ponder things. I look up things. Anyway, this is such a volatile season. It's unbelievable how volatile it is. Because, like you just pointed out, even the best teams, like the Dodgers now, they go through these horrible stretches where they look like a minor league team. The New York Mets went through that. We're talking about two teams that both of them have payrolls over $300 million this year. I mean, the Cardinals are, you know, they're the St. Louis weather. I mean, you never know what to expect over a period of days, right? It can change in an instant. But The bottom line is, and so we can note all of their inconsistencies, but it applies to many, many teams out there. And the one thing about it that I still cling to, and I'm not predicting they're going to make the playoffs. They have a lot of problems they've got to do a better job of solving. But they're still one game out of a playoff spot, despite all the bad crud that has happened to them.
So, Bert, I'm going to take you down memory lane. Remember when we were growing up and the All-Star Game, one, really meant something. Two, was just the event of the summer. And you didn't, like, I didn't get to watch AL teams as a kid. And like, oh my God, it's Rod Carew from the Twins. I sort of missed that.
Well, I do too. And I don't know whether this is a generational thing, but I just loved the anticipation of that annual Midsummer Classic was for young Bernie, and even Bernie into his late teens and maybe early 20s. I just looked forward to that every summer, you know, just to see, you know, I grew up in an American League town, and just to see, you know, these great American League stars go up against these National League stars, to your point, growing up in Baltimore, unless the certain teams were on TV, like, you know, and let's face it, it was NBC once a week every Saturday.
Right. That's right.
I didn't get a chance to see Hank Aaron play. I didn't get a chance to see Willie Mays play. I didn't get a chance to see Clemente play. And I mean, I could go on and on. My father, for example, who revered Stan Musial, he never got a chance to see him play. So, you know, you see all these guys and they're these legendary, you know, iconic people. And then all of a sudden they're out there competing against each other. You know, and it was a really, really special thing. Now it's just another kind of promotional event, and it's fun. Don't get me wrong. I still think it's fun, but it's not nearly what it used to be. And now the Home Run Derby generates more buzz than anything, right? Yeah.
So when I was a kid, obviously growing up here, I was a Cardinals fan, but I was almost just as big of a Big Red Machine fan, and the Oakland A's and Joe Rudy and Raleigh Fingers and those guys. Who, when you were growing up, who were the Cardinals to you? What did they mean in your sky?
The Cardinals to me were, it's really hard to explain, because by the time I was old enough to start paying attention to baseball, like Stan Musial had retired, right? Mm-hmm. And Bob Gibson was still pitching, and I knew who he was. But I come from this large Polish family. And my father and my grandfather and my uncles and my cousins, you know, they all but built shrines to Stan the man, right? They were so proud of him. And so they would all, we'd have these crab feasts or whatever, and, you know, everybody, and I would just sit there as a kid and listen to them talk about Stan the man, Bob Gibson, Ken Boyer, and you just over and over again. So the Cardinals always had this big time mystique with me, even though I never got a chance to see them play unless they were on Saturdays on NBC. And so I always had this fondness for them because I know how much they meant to my dad and my granddad and all my Polish relatives because of the way they love Stan the Man. And I told Stan the Man that time, and he laughed and he said, well, you're my Polish cousin. So he started calling me cuz, you know, what a threat. But anyway, yeah. And I, it was more of a mystique thing. And then when watching the World Series with Gibson in 67 and 68, then you could see it come to life and you're like, wow. I mean, some of those guys, wow. Right.
So speaking of the All-Star Game, I was surprised to hear our mutual good friend Ricky Horton say that he does not like the All-Star Game and he absolutely abhors the Home Run Derby. How do you feel about the Derby?
I can take it or leave it. I don't hate it. I'm largely ambivalent. I do like the new format. I'm more interested in it now. But I don't know what it is that rubs me the wrong way, because the players aren't doing anything wrong, and I can understand the need or the desire to have something preceding the All-Star Game that's going to get people into it. And listen, the people in the ballpark love these things.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, they get good audiences on TV too. So, I mean, I'm not that grouchy of a guy to where I like, okay, it's not my thing, but no, hey man, everybody have a good time.
And speaking of the All-Star Game, the Futures game on Sunday, I'm really anxious to see J.J. Weatherholt play. I didn't get to see him play much in spring training. How about you?
Same way. And I don't know if you caught J.J. Weatherholt with me and Ranji yesterday, And if you don't, it's, of course, it's available, you know, through Odyssey or YouTube. It's easy to find on the Gashouse Game. J.J. Weatherholt, I told Ronj, I said, you know what? I know he's not a Cardinal yet officially, but as soon as he walks into the clubhouse officially as a St. Louis Cardinal in the major leagues, he will immediately become the team's biggest star, the most charismatic star, the best interview, and the guy that everybody wants to see. Mm-hmm. And everyone, you know, people will come to the ballpark mm-hmm. because he has got a captivating personality. He is kind without being insufferable. He believes in himself. No one can beat me. I know what I'm doing. He loves to talk ball. He gets down deep into it. He loves to have fun. The personality is just like a magnet. And this will be the next great Cardinal star. I mean, I am really confident in that. I can't wait till he gets here. I told Ollie Marmol, I said, you know, Herrera's going to come back up here from Memphis soon. Can you get him to bring Weatherholt? Is that okay? Can you put Weatherholt on the squad? And Ollie told me, he said, you know, I've been around a bit. He says, I know I'm a young guy. He said, I've been around with the Cardinals for a really long time at spring trainings as a coach, as even a minor league manager. He says, I'm more impressed with this kid than any young player during my time I've ever seen come through the system. He said, at spring training, everybody there, he's talking about that even the players were just blown away by how talented and likable he was.
He could be the medicine we need.
Yep. He'll be part of it, right?
Yeah. Welcome back, guys. DGS 250. Happy Friday to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Gum Disease. You may know me by my formal name, Periodontal Disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am Gum Disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Stream's very busy and active today. Kevin Seaball says, hello, DGS. It's my birthday today.
It's everybody's birthday. Happy birthday, Kevin.
Happy birthday, Kev.
What a fun day.
Jason Nasser, not only did you leave the nicest comment anyone ever has, I just screenshotted it to show my boss.
Aww.
I'm going to brag to him.
Thank you, Jason.
Mary Wapplehorse Gash is back, and she's not too happy that you're making fun of her name. So that's, she's going to give you a pass because it's your birthday.
Okay.
So
thank you, Mary.
Plans?
I'm going to go. Sorry, I thought you were talking to her for some reason. I'm going to go see Superman, I think, with my dad. I think
very
it's
nice.
Be fun. Yeah.
You and your dad have a very sweet relationship.
Yeah, a real life Superman.
Aw.
I'm not being nice. My dad's Dean Cain, so it's, yeah. It's, no, I'm really excited. It should be fun. He went out of town last weekend. He went on a little vacation, so I haven't seen him in like 2 weeks, which is a long time. I usually see him
very nice.
Every few days or so.
Rachel, want to do some fast food news?
I would love to. Let me get it pulled up here because we have some good fast food news stories today. A couple of pizza places have some deals that the folks out there might want to take advantage of, such as Little Caesars is debuting a new more for $9.99 menu deal. So you can mix and match this value menu, and you just get, they're $9.99 each, basically.
Okay.
You get either two large classics, pepperoni, cheese, or one of each. Pair a classic pepperoni pizza with a serving of Crazy Puffs. The new Fantastic 4-in-1 pizza teamed with a crazy combo that's crazy bread plus crazy sauce. Enjoy a pretzel crust pizza alongside a crazy combo of crazy bread and crazy sauce. Or grab a Crazy Puffs party pack, 12 puffs and pepperoni cheese, or a mix of both.
Well done reading all
that.
Wow. That's, it was like crazy, 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 puff, puff, puff.
So pizza, did they pizza, abandon pizza. Their like pizza 2 for $5.99 thing?
Well, they don't do like the straight up $5 pizza anymore. That was something that was going on like when I was in high school.
Okay,
I'm not surprised that they're not going that.
But I'll tell you
anymore.
What, you can still get a pizza there for $6 or $7. Like the prices has not.
Pie.
It's a quality
it
pie.
Is quality.
I've been. I will endorse. I'm quite hooked on the. They have a stuffed pretzel crust.
Yes, you are.
With cheese, like a sort of a beer cheese sauce instead of the tomato sauce. With then the cheese and pepperoni on top of it.
Yeah.
The only thing is it's extremely salty. I like it, but if you don't like salt, it might not be for you.
Yeah. That sucked for me.
The whole COVID thing.
The COVID thing.
I know.
You don't appreciate what you have until it's gone, right? And one thing I didn't appreciate is being able to enjoy salt.
Yeah.
Like so many people, when they got COVID, I got a salt sensitivity, but mine didn't go away.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think about you all the time when I'm eating something salty. I'm like, Dave would not like this.
Yeah, couldn't do it.
Okay, speaking of pizzas, Pizza Hut is offering $2 personal pan pizzas on Tuesdays. Now, I have not seen anything about this officially, but I have seen Pizza Hut team members posting about it on TikTok, basically complaining about how ridiculously busy their store has gotten since they've started doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone posted it to Reddit. So if you are a Pizza Hut personal pan pizza fan, this is definitely something to look into on Tuesdays.
I know I do a lot of walk down memory lane with me, but there are few restaurant experiences I loved more than eating in a Pizza Hut, getting a personal pan pizza and the salad bar.
Oh, yeah. And they had like, you know, the video game machine of some kind. You had the red pepper flakes and the Parmesan
those
there on the table.
Big red plastic soda cups.
Absolutely.
Those games were so fun.
One more pizza thing. Domino's Pizza is welcoming back their $9.99 any crust, any toppings deal alongside three new secret menu pizzas. And this is going on through August 3rd. So here are the secret menu pizzas. Rachel's Sweet Buffalo. This is a New York style crust with tomato sauce, pepperoni, bacon, pineapple, and hot buffalo sauce. I like pineapple on pizza. This sounds awesome. Spencer's Garlic Parm Bonanza, a handmade pan crust with garlic parmesan sauce, sausage, banana peppers, and parmesan slash Asiago cheese. And then Hannah's Alfredo Veggie Melt. A thin crust with Alfredo sauce, spinach, green peppers, onions, mushrooms, and cheese. So there's a secret menu at Domino's.
I just had a thought.
What's that?
And it's a really big existential thought. But I'm just thinking, like Brian said, Pizza Hut buffet was so great back in the day. And like if we could strip off the crap stuff about this life, political fights, I hate MAGA, I hate liberals, I this, I that. It's a pretty good world. You know, like I'm just like we talk about so many things as simple as Pizza Hut buffets that were just awesome. This is a really awesome world that we dick up.
Well, you're striking on something there. We spend a lot of time focusing on the negative. There is plenty of negative, but we should be
we were just talking about this off the air earlier, Dave.
Yeah.
Sometimes people just need to be like a little more humble and a little more grateful for what they have, especially living here in the United States. Like, it sounds silly to point at the Pizza Hut buffet and be like, look how great we have it. But honestly, like, look at how many cool things we get to do. Look how comfortable we are. Look how relatively worry-free we are. Yes, we all have things we must worry about, but this is a pretty good place to live.
Yep.
And if you're having a hard time, there's usually resources to, you know, help you out of that hard time. So just something to keep in mind. Let's fit in one more pizza thing before we have to go to break. The cheesy burger pizza is returning to Papa John's for a limited time. It's a burger-themed pizza. It comes topped with a quarter pound of beef, diced tomatoes, dill pickles, and burger sauce. Andrew pointed this out to me. It was hanging in the window at Papa John's when we were walking by the other day. I don't know about this one.
Looks
folks.
Foul.
Doesn't look like their best one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Gum Disease. You may know me by my formal name, Periodontal Disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am Gum Disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.